The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, coming to Fort Pierce, January 23rd and 24th. Here's featured speaker Dr. Dennis Brown telling you why you need to be there.
This is not an ordinary conference. You know, we are programmed to follow our time, our calendar, our alarm clock. But God is slowing us down, and God is slowing you down to move from the Kronos time to the Kairos time. And the Kairos time is the opportune time where God chooses, like Adam, in the cool of the day to make his divine visitation. And I believe this conference is a Kairos moment where God is going to have a divine visitation to rearrange, realign again, and reset our marriages, our home, reset the men in his mandate to operate, manifest, and demonstrate what God have called us to be from the beginning, to have dominion, to have that kingdom culture and that kingdom governance. You can't miss this. It's transformational. It's going to move you to another dimension that you have never been before, where you're going to be seeing things that you have never seen, and you're going to be doing things that you have never done, and you will be going places that you have never gone. Just like God said, the Lord says to Joshua, you have never been this way before. You've got to be there. You've got to be there.
The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 23rd and 24th, Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tcmenssummit.com. Don't miss it.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
See, my Father showed you this. Amen. Huh? And then it changed Peter right there, or the Lord prophesied what Peter would be. Because in that same chapter, a little later on, Jesus began to disclose to him a little deeper stuff. And Peter went and grabbed the Lord, turned him around, said, I ain't letting this happen to you. Amen. This is not going to happen to you. And what did Jesus say? Get thee behind me, Satan. Just as he had received a frequency from the Father, he got a frequency from the high place from the devil. So see, you got saints that are like that. You got to watch them. Because they'll be telling you the truth for a moment, then they'll be at you. Fiery darts. You got to watch. You know, sometimes the enemy has an egress in people's lives. From childhood trauma or from something or other, but he has access. You got to watch people like that. Don't hate on them. Love them. Pray for them. Treat them right. But guard your heart. Because given the right situation, you ain't looking. Here come the devil. And then you messed up. Now you drawn into the carnal realm. Now you arguing and fussing over nothing. Holy Spirit gone, Jesus gone, Father gone. Where y'all at? They done left. Why? Because you're in the flesh. You're in strife now. That's the devil pulling you to his turf. But see, those things take place in the high places. All things are made of atoms. All things. The chair you're sitting on, the paper you're writing on, the clothes you're wearing, you are. Everything's made up of the same thing. They are so small you can't see their movement. But tell somebody, that chair you're in is moving. Everything is moving. Everything has a frequency, a vibration. The point is, everything has a frequency of vibration. Different vibrations, just like different sounds, you know, different radio waves and radio stations, you know, at the airport, the guys that bring the planes in, they have to bring the planes in different heights and altitudes and stuff, so there's no crashes and things. But everything has a frequency of vibration. Everything. When you have a frequency of vibration. Your car has a frequency of vibration. Everything. Everything has a natural frequency. It's why it's important if we seek first the kingdom of God, he will bring us into the frequency of heaven. Amen. It changes everything. Okay, let me give you an example for some that you've seen this before, but this, of course, is a microwave. And the frequencies in the microwave vibrate higher. Brother Willie, did you bring that cup out for me? Okay. I wanted the clear cup, but I'll use that one. That's okay, I'll use that one. I just wanted everybody to see. This is a cup of ice, okay? And let me just talk this through, then you'll see in the demonstration. But the frequencies of a microwave, the vibrations in a microwave are higher than water. When high-frequency waves begin to bombard water molecules, the electrons in the atoms are excited and move more and more rapidly. In other words, the microwave will bring the molecules in ice to a higher vibration.
Amen.
Because the microwave has a higher frequency. Okay? The substance of water in the microwave, we all know, what happens, it changes and it becomes hotter.
Amen.
The electrons have jumped to a higher orbit, changing the behavior or the substance of the water until it begins to boil.
Amen.
We can observe that right in the microwave.
Yeah.
Jesus talked about this stuff without a microwave.
Amen.
He spoke about all these principles. It's in the Word. He created all this. He knows all this, of course. Okay, so what happens is the water can go from... See, this is one state of water. It's ice. Okay, there we go. Thanks. I'll just leave this one up. This is ice. And we know, H2O, hydrogen, oxygen, combined in that, water takes on a lot of different forms. As a matter of fact, as water evaporates, it disappears, and then it goes up, and then it's just recycled. You know, the water we're drinking is from thousands and thousands of years ago. Ain't no new water. I don't care what kind of bottle they put it in or what kind of label they put it in. Ain't nothing new about that. A new well. No, that water been here. It's just recycled. That's right. It's just...
Amen.
That's how it does. So cold temperatures, like this ice, listen to me closely, cold temperatures slows down vibrations of atomic structure to such a degree that the water solidifies and freezes. That's what we have here. Everybody can see it? Ice. All things respond to the vibration of energy. Everything does. Plants, animals, people, inanimate objects. This is where, if you want to go into the high place, you have to really get this understanding and faith to understand that you can move mountains.
Amen.
You can speak to things and you don't ever have to touch them. You're speaking to them. You don't have to get out there with a pick trying to, I'm moving this mountain. Well, that's one way you can move dynamite. But no, Jesus said, if you say,
amen,
believe in your heart what you say. See, we're talking, let me just reiterate this. We're talking about a high place. When you talk about your carnal conversations that you have every day, the foolishness you're talking at, we're talking about a high place.
Amen.
Where Jesus abode, where Jesus said, the works I do, you shall do also.
Amen.
And even greater works. But tell somebody, it costs you something.
It costs you something.
He's not giving the keys to babies. He said in one of the verses of scripture, he's hidden these things from the wise and prudent, in other words, the people of the world, but he's revealed them unto babes.
Amen.
Now, when we talk about babes, I'm not talking about, you know, think about a moment. Little babies that can't talk or have never learned language, they see things.
Amen.
They do. Matter of fact, if somebody holds them and they look up at them and start screaming, get that baby. Because they know. They can't explain it yet. Or sometimes babies are just drawn to people. Because of the spirit they carry. But see, Jesus said these things are revealed to babes. They can't talk. They can't mess up nothing. Now, at the same time, when he talks about babes, he's not talking about the immature. He's talking about the pure.
Amen.
He's hidden these things from the wise and prudent, the crafty ones, and revealed them unto the pure in heart.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Not just in the sweet by and by, but they shall see God on a daily basis. They'll see the workings of the Lord. They'll see God in the sunrise. They'll see God in the, they'll feel God in the breeze. Now, I'm talking about some high places here. Somebody said, what are you talking about? Well, see, you have to understand that everything is made up of the same thing. And God can talk to you in any manner and form he wants to.
Amen.
What the world tries to do is conform you to just a routine.
Yes.
Let me take a little deeper. The world wants to conform you to a religion.
Amen. Amen.
Like the only place you can praise God is here.
Amen.
You don't open your mouth and say nothing until you get here. Then you mean the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. It's your mean self. No. God is everywhere.
Amen.
I'm talking about a high place now. See, folk don't want God in their life all that. You know, give me just a little bit. I'll take some, but you know, I don't know about all that. Mm-hmm. God is not a hard taskmaster either.
Amen.
He says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Come unto me, you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.